guys, it's Diamond back again with another podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about making yourself happy first. Now, when I say that, I genuinely mean it. You can be surrounded by people that you think are making you the happiest, but not be happy yourself. Like when you go home, when you close your eyes, you're laying in bed. Are you going to bed actually happy with yourself? Feeling like you're enough? Like, making yourself happy first is so important, because I've been in situations where I depended on other people to make me happy, and that's not how it should be. Why am I depending on someone else to give me that happiness? It's your life. You need to take it upon your hands to make yourself happy. That is so important to do. And I feel like often it's a normal human instinct. We all do it. It's not just something one person is an exception to. We all do it. Unconsciously, we let other people dictate if we're happy or not. We don't even make ourselves happy first. We got to put ourselves as priority sometimes when it comes to feelings, because it's like, I'm letting this other person allow me to feel like I am not happy. Like, I genuinely feel like people purposely try to ruin other people's happiness. Why do they do that? I'm not exactly sure. There's people that literally are just out to get other people's happiness because they are so unhappy with themselves. That's the only thing they want to do. They see you're happy, and basically it goes back to the saying, they don't want to see you be great. So if someone doesn't want to see you be great, you cannot be that naive where they try to strip you of your happiness and you're letting them. Who are they? There is no one that should be stripping you of your happiness. You should not let other people dictate if you are happy when you go to sleep at night. You should be the one to wake up in the morning, dictate if you are happy with yourself. That is so important. There's so many times that I just sat there overwhelmed with emotions, wondering, why do I feel this way? Why am I allowing myself to feel unhappy? And then I realized I'm letting other people dictate my happiness, my worth. It just adds into that, you know? And you never want to be stuck in a predicament where you're depending on some person for your happiness. This can go as deep as relationships, honestly. How many of you in your relationship are genuinely making yourself happy first before your partner? If you are not happy with yourself, you're not going to be able to make someone else happy. You're not. That's going to lead to arguments. It's going to lead to, well, disagreements also, you know. Argument, I feel like, is different than a disagreement. In my opinion, an argument is like a big fight. A disagreement, it can be a miscommunication about something from two different opinions, you know. And an argument, I feel like, is more cruel. But that's honestly how a lot of them can start. Because you expect people to know that you're unhappy. And I understand there are some times where, as humans, as normal people, because a normal person, they're not perfect. Like, it's not like I'm the only one, or another, or just one other person is the only one that feels this way. No, we often forget to make ourselves happy first. That kind of falls into why we do self-care days, or why we go get our hair done, get your nails done, why it makes you happy. Who do you want to make happy first? Yourself. It's not selfish, because just the same saying, hurt people, happy people make other people happy as well. That's why you should surround yourself with people that they genuinely want happiness for you. They don't want to take you down. They don't want to make you feel like that you're not good enough. Like, that's not how it should be. You genuinely should be happy with yourself. Know in your heart that you're happy and you don't need to depend on X, Y, Z, and Q to make you happy. If you're happy yourself first, that is how more people should live life. And it took me so long to realize that I was unhappy myself, so that maybe if I worked on my own making myself happy, that I would be better as a person to myself and to other people, if I didn't feel so alone or not needed. You need to first, before trying to make someone else happy, ask yourself if you're happy. People want relationships, but are they happy first? Or do they just want to jump in that relationship because they want someone else to make them happy? They want someone else to make them feel like that is the only happiness they're going to experience. That's not what you want. That's not what you want, to be stuck in that bubble feeling like you're not happy enough. And I get it. Some days it's super hard. I really do get it. And some days, if you know that there's a person genuine in your life that cares about you and your happiness, sometimes a little boost, that doesn't hurt anyone. But as far as 110% depending on someone, no. Don't do that to yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. Because you are letting someone dictate your happiness. I personally, I've done that so many times that I've let other people tell me if I was happy or not, basically is what they do. And I've allowed them to take my happiness. I could literally have the best entire day in the entire world, and I would allow someone to take that from me. You unconsciously do it if you think about it. It's not something that we purposely do. It's not something that we think, oh yeah, I'm going to let someone take my happiness today. No, it's something we unconsciously do as people. That's what we do. That's, we're allowed to feel that way. That is okay to feel that way. And I understand sometimes we get frustrated. We get 100% frustrated. But when I say making yourself happy first, I'm talking about your life. Are you happy in your life? Are you mentally happy in your life? Your life. God gave you another day. You, another day. Are you happy in your life to make the best of that another day? Like, if he is giving us this and you're letting someone, he's waking us up. That right there is giving us happiness right there to start off the day. Happiness and positivity. So are you really going to let someone take that from you? Are you seriously going to allow someone to make you feel that you are unhappy of getting anything done, capable of making anyone else happy too? Because it's okay. The happy people can make other people happy as well. And that's fine. That's amazing. That's how you spread positivity and love. Of course. But I'm saying letting someone take that happiness from you is what we have to start thinking about. Don't let anyone take that from you. That is so important. We are blessed with another day, every day, God willing. So let's make the best of it. Let's start it with making ourselves happy. And that is it for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it.